Remember when you wanted to budget for food shopping? You check out the weekly flyer from the supermarket, right? Well, now as part of your food shopping prep, you need to watch the news and the financial markets, see how the political policies and stats du jour wind up impacting your food shopping. I mean, that's assuming that you're still able to actually go out and buy food. Before the latest rise in the cost of food, local food pantries were dealing with a tremendous demand. How are they dealing with the here and now? What can you do, more importantly, to make sure that when someone in need walks through their doors, the shelves of those food pantries will be stocked as best as possible? My first guest is here to examine this and a lot more. She is a director of Hunger Free New Jersey. That's a project of the Center for Food Action New Jersey. Lisa Pitts, thanks for being here today, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Two websites, and we do have them on our homepage as well for Hunger Free New Jersey, hungerfreenj.org. Learn more about the Center for Food Action New Jersey, CFANJ.org. I want to start with a couple of stats, and they're not good, but reality is what it is. Latest numbers we have from the USDA estimates that about 994,000 people, including 262,260 kids in New Jersey, they call it food insecure. Basically, English, hungry is what we go with. That's an increase in both those numbers, and speaking of increase, latest numbers from the Federal Reserve, they revised their expected rate of inflation for 2025 from 2% to 2.7%. So, Lisa, the picture that people are seeing right now is painful, and by looking at those numbers, it is going to increase in the pain and discomfort. What are the food pantries and your organization seeing on the ground with all this going on?
Well, from what we're hearing from food pantries really across the state is they are seeing more people coming for food assistance now than they even did during the height of the pandemic. And that's related to a variety of factors, not the least of which is inflation and the high cost of groceries right now, the high cost of housing. So a lot of people are relying on their local food pantry for food assistance.
Which brings me to another point. I'm the bearer of bad news, I know, but it's what we are forced to deal with. You might have heard this, you listening, that the federal government, the Trump administration, pulled the plug on two U.S. Department of Agricultural programs. Now, you might be thinking when you hear of all these news stories about cuts to this, cuts to that, well, that's down there. That doesn't involve anything here in New Jersey. Well, guess again, because that $1 billion that were cut from the Local Food to Schools Cooperative Agreement Program and Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program, that included cuts of $26 million for those two programs for New Jersey. And Lisa, those two programs help farmers who provide the food, the schools and the food pantries who buy the food. So once again, the federal government just seems to want to add to the problem that people are already trying to deal with.
Yes, now is not the time to be cutting any nutrition programs when the need is so high. And you're correct, over $26 million in previously committed funding that would support producers across New Jersey to provide fresh, locally sourced food to schools and to food banks has been cut. $9.9 million in cuts in the local food purchase assistance funding that went directly to the food banks to provide that fresh produce and locally sourced healthy food to community-based food pantries, and then another $16.2 million for the Local Food for Schools Cooperative Agreement, which, you know, again, worked with local farmers and local producers to bring fresh, healthy, locally sourced food into our schools for our children.
Recently, another action by the federal government has been to target cuts in Medicaid, with the caveat being, well, the states can pick up the difference if they choose to. As a response to that, Governor Murphy said, well, New Jersey can't pick up that degree of funding that the government is going to cut. I mention this only because with this $26 million being cut from food going to food pantries and schools for the school meals programs, we just saw the school funding numbers come out. It was nice to see, sure, that the vast majority of schools got an increase in their school state funding. But if they now have to be on the hook for spending more for more food with the absence of this funding, well, they kind of, in many cases, are going to wind up negating some of those funding increases that the schools were able to get for presumably education. That'll just be to keep the status quo if they're lucky.
And yes, it could, schools could take a hit, school food service departments. And, you know, also you're looking at the food that was coming in through those two programs was healthy, you know, produce and healthy locally sourced food. So it's a cut. It's a pullback on an investment in the health and well-being of our children, on the health and well-being of our communities. And a pullback on support to farmers who, you know, rely on that funding. And it's just really short-sighted. There's also talks, you know, about proposed cuts, further cuts to programs like SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which provides, nutrition benefits to, you know, hundreds of thousands of New Jersey families, and is a critically important first line of defense against hunger and food insecurity in New Jersey and across the nation. So, again, all of these cuts across the board during these very difficult times are really, really dangerous and will be harmful to our communities.
So Elisa Pitts, who is the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, it's a program of the Center for Food Action New Jersey, hungerfreenj.org, cfanj.org, their respective websites, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And going back to what you said earlier in the conversation, Lisa, with more people having to turn to food pantries for food for their homes, if these funds are going to decrease availability for alternatives, it's just going to add to the demand that the food pantries are going to have to contend with. Or what is your organization doing to help as best as possible let these food pantries stay ahead before they get this increased demand at their front door?
Well, we always say that, you know, when we can improve access to the federal nutrition programs like SNAP, like school meals, after school meals, WIC, the senior nutrition programs, we are hopefully shortening the lines at the local food pantries because people are getting nutrition assistance from these critically important federal nutrition programs. When cuts go through to these programs, it will likely mean longer lines at the local food pantries that are already totally overwhelmed and inundated with requests for help. So we are, you know, pushing back and really trying to work in opposition of any further cuts to these programs. And we are also calling upon, you know, the community to, you know, find out where your local pantry is. And if you can, you know, donate and help out, because these pantries all over the state are really up against it and will continue to be up against it in the months ahead.
It is nice to see. I want to put some aspect of good news into this. A lot of supermarkets, when you're doing checkout, they have a monthly clause that you can automatically round up your bill or do another $5, whatever you choose. A lot of these supermarkets are indeed doing fundraising for their respective local food pantries, which that accomplishes two things. First, it helps in the obvious way, but second, it puts the need in front of mind of a lot of people, which in day-to-day activity, hunger is one of those silent examples of when people suffer in silence. No one walks around saying, I can't feed my family today. You don't hear people at the workplace, you know, wear a shirt saying, I'm not feeding my kids today because I can't afford it. You just don't know until you see somebody down and out. And to get ahead of the problem and to really, for literally a $5 donation to a local food pantry, if everyone listening right now did a little, I think a lot could change for the better, Lisa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for people to learn, you know, who's in their community who is running a food pantry that is providing these important services right in people's own neighborhoods. I mean, a lot of people are not even aware that there might be an organization that is working to address hunger on the local level, right in their very own community, and helping their neighbors And you're right. Oftentimes hunger is a hidden problem. If you go to food pantries and you see the lines, and you know, a lot of people, we saw those images during the height of the pandemic, right? The cars lined up, you know, people looking for food assistance from the pantries. Well, that is still very much the case at many, many pantries. And, you know, it's really, I always say it's that hunger and food insecurity is very much a symptom of a lot of other problems, like the high cost of living. And when the cost of everything goes up, people who are struggling paycheck to paycheck have to make some very hard decisions, you know, whether or not they will have dinner so that they can make sure their kids have dinner, whether or not, you know, a senior citizen can afford to get their medications or buy food, you know, whether or not you can put what little bit of money you have, right? You have to put towards your utilities. You got to keep your lights on. You got to keep a roof over your head. So oftentimes the food budget is kind of the first thing that gets compromised for our struggling families and seniors. And so they really have to lean on the local food pantries for assistance.
And food pantries, depending on the location, can vary from a county-based effort to a church-based effort to a school-based effort and several points in between. If you're not sure about, well, what should I get to donate? Well, first and foremost, keep in mind, too, what the food found at a food pantry encourages healthy eating versus someone who might be on the hard side of finances. The truth of shopping for food is the cheaper something is, the worse for your health it's going to be. So to make sure that the food pantries are stocked with quality, healthy food like canned meat and fish, canned pasta, stews, soups, canned tomatoes and vegetables, pasta, cereal, peanut butter and jelly. Or if you're not sure, you can, when you find your local food pantry, show up with a supermarket gift card and they can do the shopping for you. In a lot of cases, too, pantries and supermarkets can work a deal where $20 given to a food pantry might actually wind up netting them $40 worth of food. That varies.
Absolutely.
Varies from location to location, but that, again, is another possibility and hopefully a motivation for you to be, if you can, proactive in supporting your local food pantry or a food pantry cause should you come across it in your shopping and your travels. Learn more about the work of Hunger Free New Jersey and the issue that they raise, more importantly, the direction, the guide by which they help empower you to be a part of the solution or to find answers if you are one of those who are suffering from food insecurity, hungerfreenj.org, and learn more about the Center for Food Action New Jersey, CFANJ.org. She's the director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Lisa Pitts. Lisa, it is challenging times, but you always hope and pray better days lie ahead. And I'm sure with the people power that you encourage, that those better days will come sooner versus later. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.